Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Mo H. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Thursday, May 25th, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. And we'll be reading from the big book on page 83, the fourth paragraph down. And we'll be just reading two sentences. If we are painstaking about this phase, and it ends with a new freedom and a new happiness. And the comments will be on these two sentences only. And the readers are today, the 12 steps, Kim J, the 12 traditions, Alex K. The readers of the text are Claire E, Kathy B, and Sherry Z. The share ID for yesterday, Wednesday, May 24th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,291. That's 20291. And for this morning, Wednesday, May 25th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,293. That's 20293. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Kim J. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much. This is Kim J., gratefully recovered compulsive eater and bulimic in Arkansas. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Number two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Number three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Number four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Number five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Number six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Number seven, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Number nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Number 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Number 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And number 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to other compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you so much for letting me be of service.
Thank you very much, Kim J., and I will now ask Alex K. to read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Alex.
Thank you, Mo. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for being here. Alex K. in California, compulsive eater, recovered just for today. 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. 6, an OA group will never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Let's problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you. Grateful to do service.
Thank you, Alex K., for reading the traditions for us. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 83, and it's the fourth paragraph down. We'll just be studying two sentences today. It begins with, if we are painstaking about this phase, and it ends with, we are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. And I will now ask Claire E. to get us started. Good morning, Claire.
Thank you so much, Mo. My name is Claire E. I'm a recovered compulsive eater in Cornwall in the UK. If we are painstaking about this phase of our development, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. We are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. So as I was saying before the meeting, I'm very grateful, actually, that's just the two sentences, because there's so many wonderful things we're going to hear in this paragraph. And my notes in the book, great place to start, because it says, you know, it's not that they're mine, I've all been taught to me by other people, but it says, here we are in the ninth step, we start seeing the power of the first eight steps. And, you know, this is this phase of our development. And I remember, when I was going to OA and in and out of OA and in and out of abstinence, you know, the promises were read a lot in meetings. And I think I always used to think if I stuck around long enough, I'd sort of get it by osmosis, that this sort of happen. It would sort of happen as if by magic. And I think, you know, here we are. It actually says if we're painstaking about this phase, it's talking about doing our step nines. And when I came back in 5.5 years ago and my sponsor took me through the steps, she was very on my case about the step nines. I'd done steps before and I sort of made the list, and then that not really got, you know, sort of started it with great intentions, and it sort of all got a bit forgotten about as I moved on to 10, 11 and 12. And, you know, she was very on my case about asking me, you know, are you doing your amends? What amends have you done? And it was the first time really. And she also got me to write on this paragraph, to write how these promises were coming true for me. And it was the first time that really all came together for me. And they're a good description, these promises, of a sort of treated spiritual malady. I've also got here, this is a treated spiritual malady, as opposed to the opposite of passage page 52, where the bedevilments talk about, you know, what the spiritual malady looks like untreated. So we're starting to treat the malady with the steps. And, you know, amazed before I'm halfway through. I the bit I really love about this is we're going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. And I think prior to OA, when I was in the food, you know, my freedom was essentially being able to eat whatever I liked, whenever I liked, and not have to stick to any rules. I considered that freedom, but of course, actually it wasn't. In the end, it was a complete prison. And my new freedom, you know, what is my new freedom? Well, freedom from the bondage of self, really, is not obsessing about food, not obsessing about myself, you know, not being bothered by resentments and fear, sort of it almost being like water off a duck's back when people do things that formerly used to really irritate me. And I don't have that state all the time, but when I do, it is a real freedom. It's a real freedom not to be beset to those things. And a new happiness. And I guess I used to be happy when things went my way, when people liked me, when things turned out all right, you know, when I looked good, when outcomes were, you know, sort of how I wanted them to be. And I was just thinking before the meeting, you know, my happiness now is much more contentment with what I've got. It's just, and the thrill, actually, of having that freedom and sort of gratitude, just being present in my day and sort of enjoying it. Got some good weather here in the UK at the moment for once, and I'm just really enjoying being present in the moment, and that makes me so happy now. And it never used to be. I was always obsessing about what was going to happen next, and do this, I could do that. So that's a great point to stop. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what everyone else has to say about this. And yeah, thank you for listening.
And thank you, Clary, for getting us started. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you share it on Tuesday or Wednesday, please skip today and share tomorrow. But who would like to share on this paragraph?
Danielle W.
Anyone else?
Bruce E.
Kevin B.
I got Bruce E. Who was after Bruce?
Deborah G.
Deborah G.
Joan Marie.
Sandra J. That's a good lineup. Danielle W., Bruce E., Deborah G., Joan Marie, who gave me your last initial, and Sandra J. Everyone else, please mute your phone except Danielle W.
Good morning. this is Danielle W. from Southern California, recovered but not cured. It's been a little while since I've shared, so it's nice to be here today. I just wanted to share a very recent experience that parallels what we're talking about here. I've done steps a number of times. I've done a lot of eighth and ninth steps, and you know, it's always just such a relief to you know, clean up my side of the street. But recently, after being really isolating and being alone for many years, probably over 10 years, I entered into a relationship, and it was just amazing and beautiful. And you know, I was really grateful. He was a really amazing man. Unfortunately, he ended up not wanting to continue. And so there was a huge amount of grief and a lot of pain. And what was, and, you know, I at first was really able to sort of blame him and look at all of the things he had done wrong. And then finally, I got back into the steps. I went back to the steps and I started to really look at my own behavior. And I could see, you know, a whole nother layer of healing that needed to happen. And I saw how my fear of abandonment and fear of harm made me really controlling and really critical. And I, you know, and I was able to sort of see my intensity and my anger, really, not only in that relationship, but in some other work-related relationships. And so I've done all but one amends that I needed to make. And I am at peace again. I have found a new freedom and a new happiness. You know, something that was so painful and difficult to walk through was an opportunity for me to really heal some more from, you know, a really difficult childhood. And it's just incredible. The things we think that cause us pain often are only one side of the coin. And when we really are able to look at ourselves and to make the amends and grow and change, oh, it's just amazing. I'm amazed. It's miraculous, you know, and it's our higher power working in our lives. So I love this paragraph. There's so much hope in this program, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Danielle W. Up next is Bruce E., followed by Deborah G. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, Mo. I'm Bruce E. I'm recovered down Southwest Florida, Fort Myers, Florida area. And in Fort Myers, actually. Yeah, well, thank you, everybody. If we are painstaking about this phase of our development, comma, be amazed before we're halfway through. So what's a painstaking mean to me? Well, I had to do a lot of work to get here. I had to do a lot of work to become an addict, one thing, but I had to do a lot of work to try to get unravel all that. But painstaking would be I had to do a lot of work in the steps to get here. So I had to do steps 1 through 8 here, and not perfectly, but did them. And so the painstaking, in my opinion, is the work. And then it says after that, we are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. So I notice it doesn't say a complete freedom and a complete happiness or total freedom and total happiness. It says a new freedom and new happiness. So what's the new freedom? What's the new happiness then? Well, the new freedom for me is in since I got into vision 4 or 5 years ago, has been that the obsession and the compulsion has pretty much lifted. It comes back. Excuse me. It comes back sometimes when I start thinking about food right after I've had a meal or in between meals, and I just say, God, I give that food to you. I give it to you. I give it to you. And it usually go away. If it doesn't, I can call somebody or I can work on it more. But the new freedom has been the lifting of the compulsion and the obsession. Not 100%, maybe 97-98%. And that's been the new freedom. That is a tremendous breakthrough for me, because I went for years in this program obsessed with food, obsession, compulsions about food, thinking about food all the time, eating a meal, thinking about the next one, and trying to figure out how I was going to be abstinent, and then I wasn't, and, you know, how am I going to make it through this meal I'm having tonight, or how are we going to go out to eat, and, you know, just being obsessed about food. And so that has lifted. That's the new freedom for me, and that is tremendous, tremendous, tremendous. It's really, really wonderful. And the happiness, I don't know. I'd have to think about that a little bit. I'm pretty happy. I'm fairly happy. A new happiness, I'd have to think about that, but there probably is some new happiness there. I'm not stark raving crazy mad, and I do have a little bit of a problem, quite a bit of a problem of judgmentalism and some fear, but I'm working on that. So I thank you. And I pass.
Thank you very much, Bruce E. Up next is Deborah G., followed by Joan Marie. Good morning, Deborah G.
Oh, good morning, Mo, and thank you so much for your service and everyone's service that has made this meeting possible and all the shares already that have 12-stepped me. Thank you. And welcome, welcome to all the newcomers. I'm so glad that you're on this phone meeting, because it's just been amazing for me, and I hope that it is for you also. And that's what happened. The amazement was, you know, I was just so, I wasn't willing yet to give up this alcoholic food. And I kept playing around with it. And I finally woke up. I was doing a workshop at the time, and I was in the middle of doing the workshop with going through the steps. And this awareness came up, because I had a fork in one hand, fork or a spoon, and I had this substance, this alcoholic food, in my other hand, and I was putting it on every single bite that I ate. Every bite that I wasn't even tasting my food. I was tasting this substance, because I was so addicted to it. I wanted, and mentally obsessing about it by trying to control it, changing different types of it, you know, the insanity, the craziness of it. And just that longing for it the next time after having a glimpse of insanity with it, and then longing for it again, you know. And when I would stop, I couldn't stay stopped. And then I would start again. You know, I couldn't stop being stopped. It's crazy. I couldn't, you know. And so I finally said, you know what, I can't live like this anymore. Oh, and that brought me, that desperation brought me to a place of, you know, a place of help me. I can't do this anymore. And so I got myself, in the midst of that workshop, in the middle of it, an OA Vision sponsor told her what was going on, and she quickly took me through the steps. And it was amazement. It was a miracle. It was God's grace that lifted. All that stuff I was just describing lifted. And I wasn't wanting that food. And, you know, and I was not even halfway through the steps when that happened. I saw that happen. I was telling her about it, and she knew that was going to happen, you know, and it was so beautiful. I love those beautiful 12 steps. They've given me a life again where I can be present. I can hear, I can be with others. You know, I don't have all that going on anymore. I have, you know, in other areas, things that come up in the mind, you know, that, but those beautiful 12 steps, thank you so much. Treat that. And thank you again.
Thank you, Deborah G. Up next is Joan Marie, and then we have Sandra J. And after that, I will open the line up for more shares. Good morning, Joan Marie. Star one, Joan Marie. Still don't hear you, Joan Marie. Are you having difficulties? We'll go on to Sandra J, and what we'll do is we'll circle back to you.
Okay,
Sandra J, are you?
Yeah,
oh,
you are.
Is that?
I thought I was muted, unmuted, and I wasn't. Okay, so this. I couldn't wait to share on this.
Joan Marie, and what's your last initial?
Okay, it's Joan Marie M. from Nevada.
Yes. Nevada, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so on the sideline I have, I love the promises of God in this book and his. So, and amaze. And the freedom and the new happiness, okay, and the feeling of uselessness and self-pity disappears. Okay, I'm still working on that, me and God, so it's coming, because when I ask for something, then my higher power always gives me a chance to really test the waters out. So, and I realized that God did this for me, and I could not do it for myself. I love that part where it says extravagant promises. We think not. They're miraculous. I could not literally stop eating. I could not. I just could not get satisfied. I wanted more and more and more. But the promises of the big book are awesome, and they do materialize. And I'm grateful. I can't say anything more than I'm so grateful. I'm grateful. I'm on step 9 right now this time around. And I find a little anxiety that I never felt before. I don't remember the last time I did it, but I didn't think I felt that. But I'm anxious to get done and get it over with and start living in steps 10, 11, and 12. God bless you all. I'm so grateful to all of you and to this program. Amen. I'll pass.
Hey, thank you very much, Joan Marie. And before I take Sandra J., let me remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 83, and it's the fourth paragraph down. We'll be studying two sentences, if we are painstaking, about this phase. And it ends with, we are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. And after Sandra, I will take a list of more names. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. This is Sandra. And can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, great.
Where are you from, okay. Sandra?
I'm from Palo Alto, California.
Okay.
And yeah, thank you so much for this, the privilege to join this meeting and to share. I've been in OA for over 30 years, and I've gotten a lot of physical recovery, and I went out and thinking that I was cured, and I'm back now. And working these steps, I knew when I came back I had to work the steps, and I'm so glad that I'm here. So this sentence, we're going to know a new happiness. You know, I've been depressed just about all my life, and still using medication and you know, other things to calm my nerves. And here I am as a someone who is has some dementia, and I realize that what I really need is these steps. And so this is my second time going through a vision for you. I did do it a couple of sometimes I get kind of caught up in these words, but the happiness I can feel already being here as I work the steps with the sponsor. We haven't started yet, but I just wanted to be a part of this step work and to see the miracles happening. An unveiling, and to know what new freedom is and happiness, you know, it's just amazing to me. It is doing these steps that I get the freedom and happiness. And I'm glad to be speaking, even though I have difficulty in sometimes finding words. I know that what the steps will promise me. Thank you. So thanks again, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Sandra J. And again, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you share it on Tuesday or Wednesday, we'd ask you to wait until tomorrow. So who would like to share on these two sentences?
Nancy L. in Arizona.
Nancy L.
Donna B.
Donna B.
Dana P.
Nancy J.
Dana B. Nancy J.
Dion R.
Dion R. Let's stop there. Okay. I have Nancy L., Donna B., Dana P., Nancy J., and Dion R. If we have time, I'll take more names. All right, let's start with Nancy L. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Mo.
Everyone else mute your line, please. Yeah.
Good morning, Mo, and everybody. This is Nancy, recovered in Arizona, Nancy L. Wow, what beautiful promises here. You will know a new freedom and a new happiness. Who is saying that they have it, therefore you can have it in this book? It's the first 100 recovered alcoholics. They all agreed with one another, all 100 of them. They were free and they were happy. And how many of us don't want that? The thing that I noticed for many, many years that caused me a little bit of hope, but not that much, is that every morning I'd wake up and I'd say, today's going to be better, you know, with the food. Today's going to be better. And it never was. Today's going to be better. And it would give me just a tiny ray of hope. And then, you know, within an hour or two, I was back eating compulsively. Today is so different. I am so grateful. I have that new freedom. I have that new happiness. And what I say now every day is, like I'm saying right now, yesterday was a miracle. I was a walking miracle yesterday. Only by God's grace and mercy, I was abstinent. I'm enjoying every minute of it. I'm enjoying sponsoring. Yesterday was a miracle. That's my new freedom. That's my new happiness, that I can agree with the first 100 alcoholics. There is no better way to live. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy L. Donna B., followed by Dana P. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. This is Donna B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic, calling from Denver, Colorado. And what I feel inspired to share about is this part about we will be amazed before we are halfway through. And I think this sentence is specifically speaking to that these promises will begin to manifest before I'm halfway through with making my ninth step amends. But where I am in my recovery now, where I'm practicing 10, 11, and 12 on a daily basis, is that in some ways I'm always only halfway through. There's always so much more to do. There's a long road of reconstruction ahead. And I see that very optimistically. So I think there's an opportunity to see that long road of reconstruction as pessimistic, as like, oh crap, there's still so much to do. But for me, I see it as I can reflect on how much good and change has manifested in my life so far. And that long road ahead of me offers so many more opportunities for growth and for connection and for healing. So I see that as optimistic. And knowing that I'm only halfway through, not just at this juncture of making step 9 amends, my first time around working the steps, but in some ways I'm always only halfway through, is really encouraging and positive for me to consider. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna B. Next up is Dana P. Good morning, Dana, followed by Nancy J.
Good morning, Mo. It's Dana P. in California. Thank you so much. Lovely to hear you on the line and really appreciate all the wonderful shares this morning. This paragraph or these few sentences here, if we are painstaking, that word if is a condition. So it's saying that we need to be painstaking if we want this promise, and we're talking about the ninth step promise, and they say at this phase of our recovery. So this is telling us that we've gone through step one and to eight, and now we're at nine. So we're talking about step one. And if you're new on the line, you know, stick with where you are. I was so fearful of the step nine, you know, making amends for those things that I didn't want to be responsible for in my past. So if we are painstaking, and what does that word painstaking mean? It means thorough and careful. So we don't just go barreling through like a bull in a china shop. I'm sorry for all the things I did to screw up, breaking more glass and causing more damage. We sit down and we write it out and we look at what we did to cause that damage and how it relates to our character defects. And then we talk it out with somebody in terms of how we're going to go about doing that. So it's a process. You know, I want to check off a box and be done with it, but it's a process. So if we are painstaking about this phase of our development, and we will be amazed, absolutely. I mean, the first three amends I made, for me, the outcome was amazing. I can't even tell you. And then it talks about the freedom. And what is that freedom? Now, I came into this program thinking if, and there's the if, what I thought, that if I could control compulsive overeating and purge vomiting, then my life would be perfect. I would be happy, right? Like it says, we'll have no new freedom and a new happiness. And so the happiness and the freedom that I thought was what was going to happen wasn't it at all. My bondage was in the obsession of the mind. And what was in there, all of that obsession, was all that stuff in my past that needed to come out to the forefront that I could take a look at, do the inventory, and make amends for. And it's like sweeping it into a dustpan and throwing it away. And it makes a beautiful, beautiful, clean environment and a beautiful, beautiful, clean environment in my obsessive mind. And that's the freedom of the mind. And the rest of it takes care of itself. The food, all of that stuff takes care of itself. And it's amazing. And yes, we're amazed before we're halfway through. So if you're scared about it, just keep on going. And that freedom and happiness. You know, happiness is not a condition. It's a joy that I have inside now. So thank you for your calling out there, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Dana P. Nancy J., followed by Dion R. You may have time for one or two more after them. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everyone. This is Nancy J. in California. Thank you for allowing me to share. I don't share very often. I just wanted to maybe speak to any fellow hardheads or skeptics out there. You know, God hits me on the head with a miracle almost every day, but I still ask for tangibility, you know. And I'm abstinent. I'm recovered. It's almost 6 months now. I've been in program 11 years. I finally got where I'm at today, clawing and scraping. But I still, somehow, there's some little something inside me that just, I hate to even admit it, but doesn't believe it to be true for me. It's the strangest thing, you know? But I just wanted to say that I'm doing it anyway. I'm putting one foot in front of the other, and I'm doing the next indicated step. The last 6 months, I have a new gal at work. I'm a nurse, and this woman was just annoying the holy crap out of me. And I was just 10 step, 10 step, 10 step, 10 step. You know, I'm using up the Amazon rainforest with the paper. It's nuts. And my sponsor said, look, you got to do a 4-step. This is, you know. 2 days ago, it was taken away from me. It is gone. The first day, I called my sponsor. I called a couple of fellows just raving. And one gal said, well, maybe she just didn't do anything to annoy you. And I'm like, well, I didn't know what to say to that. And then that, of course, planted a seed. Well, yesterday, there was a couple of things that I noticed probably would have sent me over the edge that just went boing and bounced off. And I didn't even have to take a breath. Like, it didn't penetrate. That is God. That is God doing for me what I cannot do for myself. And how amazing is my higher power that I don't even believe it's going to happen. And he does it just because I ask. Just because I ask for his will in my life. Just because I call in the meetings and I do the steps and I do my 10 steps and I speak to my sponsor regularly. And I go on these lines and I once in a while will be a really, really big girl and press star one. Just because of these things. He still gives me abundantly, and I'm so grateful. And so I'm happy to go to work today and just live that miracle some more. Bring it on, coworker, you know, because I'm okay. So anyway, that's some crazy for you. But thanks again for the meeting. Thank you all. Have a beautiful day, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Nancy J. Before I take Dion R., let me remind everybody we're on page 83, the fourth paragraph. We're studying two sentences. If we are painstaking, and it ends with we are going to know a new freedom. And after Dion, I might be able to take one or two more. Good morning, Dion.
Good morning, Mo, and good morning, Vision for You. Thank you for being here today and being a part of the solution, as I want to join you into action. That's that chapter we're on today, into action. So if I'm painstaking before, but you talk to us, if we are painstaking about this phase, I'm just going through a phase of development. I thought everything would be the same. I'm coming to program. I'm going to learn how to lose weight, learn, right? Get your menu and leave, right? I'm still developing after 30, whatever. I'm developing. And I'm not even, I want to say I ain't halfway through. My kids seen the thing, but you know what? A chronological age has nothing to do with it. When I wake up each morning, I realize that there's more promises for me. And there's more things for me to do. And as I grow and just keep staying in the action, with crisis and no crisis, into action. When you do it so long, after a while, it becomes a habit. Okay. Go to God, hit my knees, pray, outreach call, work and stuff. How can I listen to someone else once I'm leveled so I can get out of my problem? And as many have said, the miracle happens. I'll ask God and the answer appears. But when Dion gets in there in her head trying to figure it out, thinks she don't got it all. Oh, well, the solution that happened yesterday may not be for today, so I still got to go tomorrow. Learn that he's still here with me. I have a new freedom today. Whew, just to be alive and to breathe. You know, that's a gift. When you can't breathe, breathing is good. So I love this in learning that each day I put on that armor of these 12 steps and whatever gifts God gives me so I can take one more step against my disease or whatever they call it. And I'm walking in the sunlight of the Spirit. Only because I saw my forerunners did it. Many of you that's in the meeting and ones who've gone on before. It still works. It still works. It worked in 1990. and is still working today. And that I am very grateful. And thank you, Mo, for sharing. I'm sorry, your service and everyone who shared. I just love it. You see, I'm bubbly today. But anyway, thank you all. I love you much. Bye-bye.
Good. Okay, thank you very much. Laura from Ohio. We have time for one more share. If you haven't shared,
Joy
in the
B
last...
of California.
All right, Joy, you got it.
I have not been here long, less than a year. Thank you, Ron, for helping us this morning. I'm Joy B from California. But I will say that what I have is more peace and more understanding and connection to my higher power. Every single morning of my life when I rise, I pray, I meditate, I ask higher power, what is your assignment today? How can I become closer? What are the things I can do to serve today? And I notice that I approach the task with a greater understanding that I am capable. I can do it. If I can't, higher power is here with me. And I am okay. It's going to work. This day is going to be better. And I am going to be able to traverse those things that arise that don't agree with me. I don't have to say something back. The greatest gift is, do I need to say something back to everybody who I find offensive? Do I need to comment on everything that does not go according to my scripts? That is the greatest lesson that this group has taught me. Swim in your own pond. One of the presenters said that on one of those precious Sundays of sharing. So thank you, Harry Power. Thank you so much for this program. And thanks for all of you who serve and make it possible. Bye, Pass.
And okay, thank you, Joy B. We have time for like a one and a half minute share. Who'd like to take that?
Luann from Boise.
Hi, this is Letty from Nevada.
Now, who did I hear? Was it Lynn?
Letty from Nevada.
Oh, Luann. I'm sorry, Letty. Luann was ahead of you. Good morning, Luann. You have the one
I do.
Minute.
I have like half a minute. So anyway, thank you, everybody. And thank you, Mo, for leading. So I was just thinking in gratitude this morning. It took me 60 years of being a tornado in everybody's life and feeling like I was just this charming, wonderful, unharming victim to get to a 12-step program to begin with. And here, 10 years later, I'm realizing that in God's time, in 1/6 of the time I spent ruining my life, God has turned me totally around. And I'm just saying, I'm just so grateful. And my own motto is, only God does it for a buck. So thank you, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Luann. Perfect. All right. Thank you, everyone, for your shares. And we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask Kathy B. to read the Serenity Prayer for us, a vision for you.
Yes.
Not
good
the
morning.
Serenity
this is...
Prayer, I'm sorry. A vision for you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Sorry about that.
Yes. Good morning. This is Kathy B. I live in Oklahoma. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.